The church has always been a very important part of my life, whether this congregation or other congregations. You could say that I was born and raised in the church, and so that is a totality of my life in terms of church. When I miss coming to this church on a Sunday, I always wonder who preached. What did they preach about? And then I say to myself, well, that's what you get for not being there. And of course, I miss my friends. This church is important to me at this time because I gather strength right here. Strength and encouragement and hope. Lee and Kay's sermon bring that kind of hope to me. And one thing that makes that true is they do not compromise the gospel, and that I appreciate. And that gives strength to me, especially during this environment that we are living in, full of violence, hate, racism, heterosexism, and sexism. One could have little hope, and yet when you listen to the words of a sermon, you gain hope and strength to continue as you seek to be stronger in the faith. Last Sunday, I did not come to church, and I received 5 telephone calls from members of this congregation. Rusty, where are you? What happened to you? You are always in church, and so we looked for you, and we didn't see you today. Where were you? Give an account of yourself. At least tell one of your friends, or maybe two, so that when we begin to wonder where you are, they can inform us as to where you are. Don't just stay home and not let anybody know. And that has some merit because people do wonder. And I'm one of those persons who really do not say too much about what I might be doing and where I'm going, but it's important to keep friends informed. When I got those 5 calls last Sunday, I thought, you know, this is really something. Because I thought, in case I thought either of them did not care about me and was not concerned, they let me know by their call and their sense of loss and missing me made it very important and very clear that they thought I was worthy. The church is a part of my life and the sweet stuff of my life where lasting friendships are made. For example, Frank Glass is one of those very special kind of people. And every Sunday he looks for me. I'm afraid to turn around and look. But every Sunday, he looks for me, and he's asking, where's Rusty? Anybody seen Rusty? And he eventually finds me. Where were you? I was downstairs helping with the sandwich making for the church without walls. Oh, I just wondered where you were because I didn't see you outside, out front, or any place, and I wondered. So he was really concerned about me. He did something that really moved me. He wrote an arrangement of "His Eye Is on the Sparrow," and he dedicated it to me and gave me a copy. And I felt pretty special after that. So you never can really guess a Frank and, you know, really, as I say, hit the nail on the head. But he is really an incredible human being. Frank told me, it's just not Sunday. It's just not church. If I don't get a chance to see you and talk with you. And I thought, wow, that really is pretty rich. But that's who he is. Frank is part of the sweet stuff of life for me. Friendships are lasting and often the foundation from which we live life. Frank told me, that, you know, we're both Southerners, and so he gets a big kick out of that, and so do I. But when I really found out that he really is genuine and really cares about people and what you're doing, and he's always rushing to get to me. This morning he came down and already, how are you? You want to know where I am, what's going on? And then he says, okay, I feel like I can go and do whatever I need to do today because I've seen you and I've talked with you. So this is a place that has a lot of sweet stuff that keeps one coming back Sunday after Sunday. And I think that I learned a new understanding of sweet stuff, because I thought it was pretty wide and vague in a sense, and in another sense not. And I thought, how do I talk about sweet stuff as part of the church? But it really is sweet stuff that we have the privilege and honor of experiencing here at St. Paul and St. Andrew. So I give thanks to God for what seems to be an extra spiritual gift embodying the grace of sweet stuff.